You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
From juggling clients to managing staff to keeping your family life glued together, being a salon owner can undoubtedly bring its fair share of anxiety. But my guest, Anthea Cutler, explains anxiety is just a false message from your brain. In today's episode, we talk about Anthea's personal struggle with anxiety and the tools and practices she found that allowed her to finally transform that anxiety and relearn to live in joy and presence. Now, as founder and director of Mindfly, she gives her clients the attitude and tools that they need to live free, utilizing a variety of science-based and self-discovered techniques. Listen in to her expert tips and a guided exercise that will leave you feeling better by the end of this episode, I promise. Join me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Anthea, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm really pleased to have you here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. This is a topic near and dear to my heart because I think it's something that everybody feels or experiences at some stage. And that is the topic of anxiety. And you are here to help us transform anxiety, in fact.
Yes, I am. It's been a long journey for me.
So why don't we start? Give us that journey. Tell us, how did you come to start Mindfly? How did you become involved in helping people with their anxiety?
Yeah, sure. So essentially what happened to me is my daughter is almost two. In fact, she's at two on Sunday. I experienced really, really, really severe anxiety after having my daughter. I had a really long traumatic birth and just the lack of sleep and not being able to breastfeed, and there are a few things wrong with her, et cetera, et cetera, just sent me on this path of like crazy, crazy anxiety to the point where I was laying awake in the hospital on the fifth day because my daughter was sleeping but all the other babies were awake, which I'm sure lots of women can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I had all these awful thoughts about how she might die and, you know, just really, really horrible thoughts that I, you know, would never have even imagined that I would get to that place. And so I went on this journey. I'm a rehab counsellor by trade. So I knew anxiety very well from a professional standpoint. So I put my hand up for help straight away, which I think is so important. And I went and saw a psychologist and a psychiatrist. I went on medication, things, and you know, the support that I had was amazing. I had the support of my family and friends, and it was incredible. And I got better very quickly because of doing all of those things. But I was left 3 months or 6 months later, having been discharged by my psychiatrist and my psychologist because they didn't feel like they could help me anymore because they said I was coping fine. But I still felt rubbish. Like I still had this black cloud hanging over me of what if it happens again? What if I never really feel like myself? La, 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 la. So I found a local lady who's a hypnotherapist here in Newcastle. Her name's Lucy Ellis. And I started doing some of her programs, and very quickly I dug pretty deep into what emotions I was feeling and started to transform those. And I was just amazed. So having worked with people with mental health issues for such a long time, I was like, this is it. This is so incredible. So then I trained to become a hypnotist and also a coach. And I just love helping people sort of go on a similar journey to me.
That's amazing. And I think how fortunate are we that you had that rough time and you were, I guess, had the background is what I heard, to actually take something and do something about it.
Yeah. And I was really lucky, and I'm still very much an advocate for all of those support networks and for the medical system that helps people get out of that crisis mode. But I sort of work in the space of what do you really want and help people get that. So, you know, I didn't want to just be fine. Yeah. I wanted yeah. better than fine.
yeah. Okay, that totally makes sense. And I think to a certain degree, we all suffer from anxiety at some point, right, until we learn to feel otherwise.
Yeah, and it's a very real emotion, and I think it's one of the many emotions that we are going to feel in our life. So it only becomes a problem when you start to feel that it's a problem, really, and start to avoid things that you would normally do or make decisions in your life based on that fear. And I think that's when I start to feel, oh, no, we can do something about that fear, and then you can get what you really want.
Yeah, okay. I think that's a really good point, right? Because when it starts to consume and we can't manage it and it changes the decisions that we make in our lives, it's time to put your hand up to do
something. Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, I still feel anxiety, like,
yeah.
but I know now how to release that so that I'm not suffering for weeks on end. And then I, you know, in those moments of joy in my life, I feel really free. There's no cloud hanging over me. Mm. I can just be in that joyful moment.
So, okay. Yeah. I'm excited to hear, because you're going to bring us some steps to help us transform anxiety, get rid of that. I liked how you said moments of joy to enjoy them, because I think when you spend a lot of time in anxiety, you have to almost relearn to live in the joy. And for those of you that are listening, when we run a business, especially if we have a business and a family and other, you know, responsibilities, I know that lots of people are sitting in anxiety all the time.
So yeah.
I'm excited to hear. Tell us, what is your first tip for us?
Perfect. So your first tip is really just to know that anxiety is just a feeling. It's not going to harm you. If you sit with it for a period of time, it will just dissipate, but it's really hard to do that. So I'm going to give you some better tricks to deal with your anxiety. But really, that anxiety is just a false message from the brain. So it's been triggered by some sort of sensory information. So whether it be a visualization or an image that you've actually seen in real life or a thought, it's been triggered by some sensory information to your mammalian brain that then results in this feeling of anxiety. So I've been trained now in different techniques of what to do with anxiety or some other emotion that you would like to transform. And I can't believe that we're not taught this as children, because, you know, we end up bottling them up or what have you. So the key tip here is that to know that anxiety is a false message from your brain.
Okay, but look, even just knowing that it's a message from your brain, it doesn't define who you are or how you are, or that it is this. I like the idea that it's this piece of your brain that's doing this thing, because then it's not all of me.
Yeah,
it doesn't define me. It's just this bit, and it's separate to me. And then I can turn around and look at it.
That's exactly right. And once we disassociate from that bit of ourselves or that anxiety or whatever you want to call it, that feeling. Then we can really use these other techniques that I'll step you through to deal with that anxiety, and then we are who we are again, with or without, you know.
Yes. Okay, so the first thing is to recognise, is to recognise that it's there. Because I remember times in my life when I've been anxious and felt this, but not actually really tuned into the fact that it's there. I just am.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that we practice in different modalities, like in different sessions with me, is really feeling our feelings, because some people have bottled their feelings up so much that when I ask, where do you feel that in your body, they cannot tell me. Like they just cannot tell me. And so it is a practice of being able to tap into what you feel and where you feel it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to interrupt this awesome chat because your payments process shouldn't just be seamless for your clients, it should be super easy for you too. And thanks to Timely's new payment integration feature on their mobile app,
now it can be. Now, if you're not familiar with Timely, it's time to get with the program. In addition to simplifying your payments, their software also helps you organize nearly every aspect of your business, from your schedule to your staff, clients, sales, reporting, and definitely more. In fact, even I use Timely in my business, even though I'm no longer a salon owner. Now, that's why I wanted to invite you to an event I'm running, where you can learn more about how Timely can make a massive impact on your salon during this free training on the 7th of May. You'll learn about their new payment solution and how it can supercharge your sales, save time on your end of day cash up, we all want that, and now process refunds. Now to sign up to the training, head to the show notes of this episode. Oh, now did I mention that everyone who attends the training is automatically entered to win an iPad and MPOP for your salon? That's right, you could be the lucky winner. So head to the link on the show notes to register to be in to win. All right, I hope to see you then on the 7th of May, and let's hop right back to the show.
Okay, so how do we deal with the negative head talk? Because that's what it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you like, I can do a little practice exercise on you.
Please. Yes.
Okay. So I want you to just go ahead and close your eyes.
Yep.
And just get a sense of some sort of negative head talk that you may have experienced recently. Do you have it there? You can tell us if you like.
Yep. Okay. I know one that I'd really like to get rid of. I'm aware of it, but haven't decided to get rid of it, so today's the day. Started when my kids were little. I remember we lived in this three-story townhouse when my youngest was young, like carry the baby down the steps age, and I used to always be really fearful that I would trip on the steps and roll down the steps and drop him. But there's a version of that that still lurks around. I worry that, you know, as they grow up, that sounds so silly even verbalizing it, but that they, you know, they won't make it to adulthood.
Yeah, sure. And so what is the thought that goes on in your head?
I look at them and think, oh, that would be a waste if they didn't make it to adulthood.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so now I want you to close your eyes and really just get a sense of that negative head talk. And I want you to point to the place in your head where those thoughts are. I know it sounds strange.
It's right at the front. Right at the front.
Yep. Okay. So now I want you to go ahead and get a sense of that negative head talk right at the front there. And I want you to turn down the volume and slow down the words of that negative head talk.
Yep.
You've done that. Now I want you to really visualize and imagine this. I want you to pick up those negative, like the place where that negative head talk is, pick up those thoughts and move it to a different place in your mind, in your brain.
I'm throwing them out the back. Yep.
Gone ahead and done that now?
Yes.
Yep, and so what did you notice?
Yeah, I don't quite feel like crying like I did before.
Yeah. So that one really allows us for the emotion to dissipate, and it takes a bit of practice, but it's quite amazing that this is a bit of an NLP technique where we're changing the representation of what we've got in our mind, and we're changing the location and the way that we're experiencing it.
Do you know, I even sort of have this memory of that thought where I thought it last. It was in my lounge, I threw it, like I picked it up visually in my mind, threw it outside on the deck.
Wow.
Yeah. So I can just stay out there now. Maybe later I'll kick it off the balcony.
Yeah, brilliant. Maybe you won't even need to.
maybe.
Okay, so then the third trick, if I feel like it's the right time to move on to this one.
Yes, please.
So the third trick is I want you, let's stick with the same scenario and really get a sense of that emotion. You can either go back to where it first began or where you last felt it, whichever you like.
Yeah, maybe where it began, because I suspect it's been there a while.
Yeah, absolutely. So really get a sense of that experience and that emotion that you felt, and where is it in your body?
Do you know, it sits across my chest and my shoulders.
Yep. Okay. So now I want you to give that emotion a colour. You don't have to overthink it. Just if it were a colour, what would it be?
Purple.
purple, and I want you to put a big door or window over that emotion, over that feeling in your chest. And with your imagination and your visualization, I want you to then go ahead and let some of that color out, let some of that purple out,
mm-hmm.
like it's smoke or helium balloons, and just mm-hmm. let it out little by little. Really use your imagination as though you're a 10-year-old.
Yep.
And just let it out. And so now if you check in with that emotion, what color is it? Is it still purple?
Yeah, but it's a bit yellow now too.
Yeah, cool. So now I want you to go ahead and put that door or window over it, open it right up, and go mm-hmm. ahead and imagine that smoke or helium and let it out.
Mm-hmm.
Little by little, let it out. And then what do you notice when you check in with that emotion now?
Well, it's the same emotion, right? So at the moment, it's not even there.
Amazing.
Gone.
Not even there. Like not
even there.
Amazing. Yeah, so sometimes it takes longer than that, and sometimes, you know, it can be as quick as that. And so this is really teaching people what to do with their emotions. So instead of becoming overwhelmed by them or shutting them out or, you know, distracting ourselves, we can really do something with them.
I love that you just kind of gave me permission to just imagine like a 10-year-old. That was really cool.
Yeah. Because,
you know, you can go, oh, it just feels a bit silly.
Yeah.
But it's just, and I actually did. I just imagined a door and purple stuff flying out.
Yeah.
And I think I know too that like if that, I'm okay with that coming back because that emotion coming back, like next time I'm with my kids and I'll catch myself with that thought because I'm mm-hmm. aware of that thought now, that I'll just go back to my purple and yellow door, smoky door.
Yeah. And you'll find that over time, it just won't have, you'll still remember exactly what happened. We're not changing memories or experience
yep.
here, but it just won't have the same emotional pull over you.
Yeah, I was quite, do you know, the most profound thing for me was I was quite surprised at my emotional reaction to you asking me that to bring it out. Like I'd thought about it, but then when I really had to think about it, I actually felt like crying.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was, yeah, interesting.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
That's very, very cool. Now, so I really want to encourage you guys who are listening to give it a go, maybe replay that bit and do it yourself. Just drown out my purple door.
Yeah.
And have a go. That was surprisingly effective.
Amazing. It's pretty funny, isn't it? Because you're like, this isn't going to work. But the change is quite remarkable.
Yeah. And I think just for me, you know, like knowing I can draw on it again and again and each time, it'll probably be less.
Absolutely.
Okay. Very interesting. Is that the kind of thing that you do with people that you work with?
Yes. And a whole range of other techniques. So sometimes we need to go deeper than that and we need to go back into past experiences and transform our emotions there before we can move on. But these are certainly techniques, and that's sort of why I chose them, is that you can just practice them in your lounge room, in the car, doesn't matter.
Yeah, for sure. Because
yeah.
I do think, you know, half the battle is recognising what's there and recognising the thoughts that you have that sometimes you're not really aware that are there. And I'm sure as you peel back the layers, you might be surprised what you find.
Absolutely. And that it was terrifying for me, actually, the thoughts that I was having. And that the awareness of them really became frightening. And I remember this quote that some of the mindfulness gurus were saying, and it's, you are what you think. And I was like, oh, that's awful. Like I'm screwed if I am what I think, because these thoughts are awful and I can't get away from them. But yeah, being able to do something with them is quite amazing.
So what is your new quote?
Yes. So my new quote is, you are not your thoughts. You are in fact much more than that.
Yeah. I really love that because I have that same thought too. You know, like if I'm constantly obsessing about this or thinking about whatever it is, then am I just working on I'm practicing what I don't want to happen?
Yeah.
And that's quite terrifying in itself, right?
yeah, am I manifesting this because I can't stop thinking it? You're like, it's a whole path of doom, really.
You don't want to go down that path.
No, my word. Okay, so I've got new thoughts to think. I am not my thoughts.
Yeah.
Tell me again, I'm not my thoughts.
Yep, you are not your thoughts. You are, in fact, much more than that.
Oh, thank you. Yes, yep. Much happier. All right, now, why don't you share with us what's a book or a resource or something that you've found that's been really transformational for you that you can share that our salon owners should read or invest in or listen to?
Yeah, sure. It's a little bit cliche, but I really like the book by Tony Robbins, Unlimited Power. In that particular book, he does a really good job at explaining some of these neuro-linguistic programming techniques that you can use to really go forth with your future. So I really enjoyed that book.
All right, great. I've read that book too, and in my early days of business, and it really changed a new path forward for me, actually. So great recommendation. Yeah. Thanks for that.
No problems.
All right. Well, we've learnt lots today in a short space of time, how to recognise false messages in our brains, how to deal with negative head talk and dealing with those emotions and disconnecting from them. So I really appreciate your insights. It's been amazing.
No problems at all. I'm happy to help.
Now, I know that there are going to be people who are going to want to learn more about you and stalk you. So where can we find you?
Yeah, sure. I've got a Facebook page, which is mindfly.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
And website's the same, www.mindfly.com.au.
Fantastic. Well, look, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom. I appreciate it.
No problems. Thanks so much for having me on.
Well, there you have it. That wraps another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, I wanted to ask you, are you ready to escape your fully booked column so you can devote your time to actually growing your business? Maybe having a team you can trust to handle daily client care and management without constantly double checking. How about actually going on a 2-week holiday without sacrificing 2 weeks of income, let alone coming back to a list longer than when you left? If that's you, then it's time to join the Salon Owners Collective Hub, where you get all the training, resource, and support you need to get out from behind the chair and into a space of having the time to grow your team, expand your business, and skyrocket your income, all without working crazy hours to make it happen. Every month we have new trainings, Q&A coaching sessions, not to mention the daily support of fellow business owners who are right alongside you on the journey to growing a profitable salon. If you're ready to make greater freedom, bigger profits your priority, and it's time to raise your scissors in the air and declare that it's time to make a change, head to the salonownerscollective.com or to the link that are in our show notes on this episode to learn more about the Salon Owners Collective Hub and what you'll get if you come and join the community. And as always, thank you for joining me, and I hope to see you inside the hub.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa, and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.